Maybe you're holding him.
No, that alone got it. So he had. The Gemara that the Yehuda wanted to tell us, they didn't come on the Hazik. There's more reason to be potter than if there's no Kavana Hazik. The animal damages that Kavana, I could understand your time. But Stami, I'm chayv, if my animal damages with Kavana, wow, that's a bigger Kiddush. Right? So he told us why? Because it's harder to look after an animal that's got Yetzirah or bent to go and damage something. So it's harder to look after it. So then the Gemara said, that's neged svar pshuto, very nice what you're saying. It's svar pshuto is an animal that has come off and damaged, it's got more of a reason to be chayv. The Gemara says, no, I've got a right. You see, Eved and Omer, not like that. Eved and Omer, you see that the halacha is that you don't need to pay for them, even though they got kavanah to damage. So you see that kavanah to damage is not a factor when describing a chiyuv. The reason why a person's chayv, if it has kavanah to damage, fakir. You see, kavanah to damage is the reason to be potter. Eved and Omer is potter. If an odin owns an eved, or owns an omer, and they go and with kavanah damage something, the odin doesn't need to pay. So you see, the having kavanah is not a reason to pay. So therefore, I'm right, says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm still right to be paid. And Karen, it's kavanah lahazik, it's potter. Regel, Shen would be chayim, Karen would be potter. Why? Kavanah lahazik. Tell me kavachim, it's not kavachim. You see, eved v'omer is also potter if it's got kavanah lahazik. To which the Gemara turned around and said, there's a reason for that. There's a reason why an Eved Ve'Omer is potter. What's the reason? Because maybe he'll go to keep the social order, otherwise he'll always try and cause his master to have to pay. So there's a special, unique reason why Eved Ve'Omer don't need to pay, why the Ogden doesn't need to pay for what the Eved Ve'Omer does. So don't bring that as a proof to knock away the svarb shooter. The svarb shooter that analyzed kavanah to damage is more liable than the animal that didn't have kavanah to damage. Everyone was a special unique kavanah. Ask Andy Vigamar. I tell you, it had three questions, I think it was. Question number one, that Hagufa, why be met? Is Eved Ve'Omer not chayiv? If it has kavanah to pay, that's a damage. We have this kavachema. Why don't we apply the kavachema? Just like we want to apply it to Karen, we should also apply it to Eved Ve'Omer. Although we're going to say a reason why Eved Ve'Omer is different, but at the moment we don't know that. Rabbi Yehuda was bringing it as a raya for his, what he wanted to say. Rabbi Yehuda didn't know this vault about Eved Ve'Omer is different. Saying no, means now have Eved Ve'Omer. I've got right from Eved Ve'Omer. If you have come on, you still don't need to pay. So you know, right, that's what the Gemara said. Seems to be. My answer is back. Eved Ve'Omer's got a unique reason. We didn't know that. If he didn't know it, so what's he bringing right from Eved Ve'Omer? We could have the same question on Eved Ve'Omer. Let's make a kavachema on Eved Ve'Omer that Eved Ve'Omer should also have to pay. You're telling me Eved Ve'Omer doesn't need to pay, but you don't know why. So I'm going to tell you, God, come up here, say you should have to pay. I'm arguing you, Eved Ve'Omer should have to pay. God, come up here, the same come up here. If you don't know the reason for it, then other Eved, same come up here I'm saying about Karen, I'll say by Eved Ve'Omer as well. And it's, yeah, we had the little point on Thursday that after we know that halacha is that you do need to pay for Karen, you should certainly need to pay for Eved Ve'Omer. Before that, we know there is a possible time that one's chayav for Karen, even though it's got kavanah lahazik. So certainly Eved Ve'Omer should have to pay. So I think the emes why Eved Ve'Omer potter should certainly have to pay. That's question number one. Yeah.
The discussion of only dealing with Karen. So why would he even think or have a hobby of just bringing, you know, this other case about
he maintained as a proof for him. That's what he wanted to bring as support for himself. So the question is, how do I have a no, you bring as support? We have a question on you that it should also be chayv. Every bomb should also be chayv.
Right.
Question number two, and this was the most basic question in the Gemara, that if Rabbi Yehuda knew the din, he must have known the reason. If he knew the din that Eved Ba'omer is Potter, why is he saying Eved Ba'omer is the Mishnah in Yedayim? It says the words Eved Ahmosik, Eved Ba'omer is Potter, and he must have known the Hemshah from the Mishnah. Let's take him tainted on the Chachamim. Why should it be that Eved Ba'omer don't need to pay him? And the Rabbana answered, the Chachamah answered him because of Shemayach Mitenarabi. So he knew the reason. He must have known the reason. So what's he bringing it as any support for the discussion here regarding the character?
No, it's not a good answer.
There's the time of Rabbi. Shemayach Mitenarabi.
More fundamental question.
You think it's more fundamental than what he's just asked?
Yes.
Wow, wait, okay, that's it. About it. It's fundamental, which is out there to me.
I know.
Okay, let's see. Let's hear it. What the cycle is.
Isn't sure all the Amorite to know?
They generally did know the
Mishnah.
He did know the Mishnah. That's what he's saying. He did not have it at all. He knew the Mishnah.
We're saying since he knew the Mishnah, did he know the Sayyid?
Okay, that's a more fundamental question. That's if he would say like Rashi, that he didn't put the Mishnah in Yedayim, then we take it on that he didn't know that Mishnah in Yedayim.
Okay.
So why is that more fundamental? Is it possible that he should not know a Mishnah in Yedayim? But let me ask you a better question. Is it possible that he knew the Mishnah in Yedayim but didn't know the last line of the Mishnah?
No.
No, that's impossible. Sometimes
it's a bit parallel to
No, that's where Rashi
is. Rashi, it's clear that he knew the mission of Baba Kama, but since it's Bnei Yeshua, he didn't know the mission of Yemen.
Well, how did Bnei Yeshua say it? He didn't know the mission.
You see, he quotes the mission in Baba Kama, he didn't quote the mission of Yedayim. And the Gemara answered them back from the mission of Yedayim. I'm saying how Rashi left. He quotes the mission every bit he shot with the Gemara of Baba Kama. And the Gemara answers back, no, there's a reason mentioned in Yedayim for this reason. It's okay. So for some reason, it slips his mind. It's in Yedayim, end of Tyrus. Maybe I'm not judging why it should be. Pentosis, it really doesn't work. I'm telling you a mission in Yedayim. I'm bringing you the mission in Yedayim. I don't know the next line of the mission. Losh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe Rashi couldn't have brought the mission in Yedayim because of the problems that Tosfos had.
Right.
So he knew, but he knew it all.
No, right. He didn't know. It can't be. No, you're going to rush. We're saying you're talking about the Amoya. If the Amoya knew it, then he would have quoted it. Then he wouldn't have asked this question. If you didn't hear it, then what would you really bring Israel? That's the Tesis question. I'm going to say Tarius. And Rashi is not the end of the world. It's possible they didn't. It slipped his mind in the discussion of the Mishnah Dam, even though, of course, he might have known it. But in the discussion, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara here, it slipped his mind. Choriot. Obviously, not judging either. The same what Bnei Yeshua says. So we have a right to be told ourselves on the Ilan God or the Bnei Yeshua. But the Chidah saw the Bnei Yeshua, you know that? Chidah has got a sefer, Shein Olam or something like that. Not sure what the name is. Goes to all the names of the Gedolim. And one of them is Bnei Yeshua. He said he saw him. He said his face was a face like a malach. So he mugged it at Bnei Yeshua. We're talking about somebody, one of the greatest of the great. And if he says that this, we've got a right to be told ourselves, not like Chassid Shalom be resolved on any of them are wrong, we can turn ourselves on Olam Golim. Olam Golim. Okay, so that's the second cultural thesis. And now the third cultural thesis is also a very basic question. The reason why Eved Ba'omer is Potter is nothing to do with the fact that Jokim Olam has. If Yehuda wants to bring Eved Ba'omer as a proof that you've got Kavanah Hazik or Potter, the fact of the matter is that Eved Ba'omer is Potter even if he doesn't have Kavanah Hazik. Eved Ba'omer is always Potter. It's always Potter. So, Mina, don't bring me Eved Ba'omer as a proof that you've got Kavanah Hazik or Potter. Vice versa, Eved Ba'omer has got different reasons and not Shaykh Lestar discussion. So those are three great questions on the sugya that Tosis poses. So here comes the answer of Tosis. V'yishloima, the shafi hava yoda hamakshe. We have Yehuda knew the reason is he definitely knew Taimer the Shemayak Nitena Rabbah. He knew that reason. He knew the reason of Shemayak Nitena Rabbah. How do we know he knew the reason? He quotes Tamish. And nevertheless, he still felt a Gorayan from Eved V'Omar to prove this point. Why? To prove what point? The Kavana Lahazik is a reason to be potter. What's his proof? Even the Eved V'Omar Ptoim, since we find Eved V'Omar potter, V'Afilu Be'in Kavanos Lahazik, even when they don't have any kavana to damage, why are they potter even if they don't have kavana? Avagam deloy shayach taimer, even though it's not applicable, the reason of shemayak nitena rabbi, it's not applicable. The reason of shemayak nitena rabbi, why is it not applicable? It's Rishagi. It's not applicable at all. But nevertheless, he's potter. The other is potter. Why is he potter? The onusu. Because the other is an onus, is an onus. Why is it an onus? The ba'omim. These times, the niskavnu, the other, the evidence will really have come on to damage. And they'll say, lo niskavnu. And they'll say, we didn't have come on. Now, why will they say we didn't have Kavana?
They
made all the
trouble.
Yeah, the whole thing, maybe do on purpose, of course they're false. The whole thing is false. Because social order. So what they'll do is
reverse
it. We want to now make it, the whole thing will be chayim. So, what we're going to do, we're going to say we did it with Shaygay, and also be, and make him have to pay. So, Chazal had to extend it and say, the olden potter, even if he does it, even if the guy, even if ever does it, b'shoyu. The kach patir b'chol inyan. Therefore, the olden is potter in all situations.
The olden is honest.
Because there's nothing you can do. Because even if the this person. This event will go out of his way to cause him to have to. What do you want from me? He's going to do it in order to make me have to pay. Yeah? He's going to do something, but maze it and see the machine. I'll have to pay. Nimse says, Texas. What do we see from this? The fact is, the ordering doesn't need to pay ever. Why does he not need to pay ever? Because even if it was done with shaking, the servant will say, really did it amazing. The servant will say that he did it with shaking. In fact, actual fact, he did it amazing. Right? So therefore, an order never needs to pay. Even if it was, so to speak, with shaking, he never needs to pay because perhaps it was amazing and Evan saying it with shaking. So Nimsa, says Tosis, Shekavanoson. Goyim have to. Why is it that the Odin doesn't need to pay? Due to the fact that the Kavanah of the Eved wants to do with Mesut. Right?
Or might have been.
Might have been to do with Mesut. Might have been. It was the fact that the Eved could have done it with Mesut is that's the reason why the Odin doesn't need to pay. So you see, Kavana is a reason to be potter. Kavana is a reason to be potter. Hachanami Keren, so too, this is where Yehuda is right. Hachanami Keren, Shekavanos in a Hazik, each non of the preacher. So too, Keren, which is Kavana, should also be potter.
But this is still a special case.
Very good. So first, let's say what is it saying, and then we'll take a question. I'm sure I have this question as well. And it's a basic question. Reading Tosis as we just read, it might be good reading skills, but that's about as far as it went. So Tosis said that had the question, why are you bringing me a raya from this Mishnah? Why do we make a kalachorim on the Mishnah? And how can it be done at the end of the Mishnah Bechlal? And what was the third question? The party, even if there's no kavana, so what on earth is, why are you bringing me this mission? It says to the mother, mother, you're potter even if that kavana. Yeah, even without kavana. But why are you potter even without kavana? Why is the autumn potter if they ever did it without kavana? For the same reason, having done it with kavana. Because Shema, I can turn around. And if the Eved knows that the autumn will have to pay if it's without kavana, then the Eved will make it that it'll be without kavanah, right? And he'll go and do it with kavanah and say it without kavanah. So suddenly the Mishnah, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shemim can tell a rabbi, and the Mishnah says even if you did it with you. Oh, but the reason, the background behind all this story is kavanah. Kavanah is the reason to be potter. And since kavanah is the reason to be potter, therefore I want to extrapolate from here to say, what am I caring? If it's with kavanah, you'll be potter. So the Sefer answered all three questions we just posed. That says, Ibn David and Ibn Shua, you haven't answered anything. We started with a question, how can you compare Karen? The Gemara said that. Karen, you want to say Karen is possible with kavanah, you're bringing me a raya from Eved v'Omar. What's the raya? Eved v'Omar is different, because Eved v'Omar, there's a reason behind it. Shema Yakin Tenarab. And you know that reason. You know it. Or are you bringing this? So why on earth are you bringing me a... How can you use this Mishnah to explain why Karen should be potter? If you know this Mishnah, and the Mishnah is saying special reason why Karen is... Why Eved is potter. This Mishnah is telling me why Eved is potter even b'shoigu. Why is Eved potter even b'shoigu? Because they'll do it with Kavon and they'll say it was b'shoigu. But you know that. You know this mission is a special reason. So how can you use it to tell me anything about Karen? How can you prove from this mission that Kavanah is a reason to be potter? Yes, Kavanah is a reason to be potter. Because Shema, Yakut, Tena, Rabu. And we'll extend it even to a case where he didn't have Kavanah. Because maybe he had Kavanah. And I'll say he didn't have Kavanah. So we'll extend it even to that. But at the end of the day, ultimately, the reason why you're potter by Eved is a special, unique reason of Shema Yakin Tener Avim. How could a Yudah use that to tell me anything about Karen? That's the Kash which you've been asking and Tez hasn't explained it. So here's where the Maram, the first text in the Maram, and the Bnei Shua, they explain like this. Somebody mentioned in Shea, I don't remember who it was. It's Bemet a big Kiddush. And Eved does something to Shea. And he smashed somebody's car. And halachically, the other should have to pay. But we say, no, we're not going to charge. The other doesn't need to pay. The guy's car is a write-off. The Nizik is the loser of his money. Why should Nizik lose out his money? Because maybe he did it. Amazing. And so what? And if he did amaze it, then we must cater for the feelings of the monetary matter of the Madik, because otherwise you've got no more social order. So therefore, if he did amazing, we've got another reason, you know, Sheminyak and Tener Rabbi. And therefore, we sell the Nizek, you've lost 300,000 shekel. That sounds very unfair. The guy, the Eved really did the B'shege. If he really did the B'shege, what's the halacha? If you ask Hashem, what's the halacha of that? Who has to pay 300,000 shekels for that car?
No,
not the Eved. And he really did the b'shege. He really has to pay that. But why are we saying you don't need to pay? From how we've now explained.
Because the Eved could buy and say that he did.
Perhaps the Eved, did it b'mezit. And if he did it b'mezit, let's ask Hashem, how much does the Odin have to pay? Ask Hashem. Also 300,000 shekels.
Oh, the
Eved,
yeah.
No, the Odin.
Oh.
Also 300,000. If you ask Hashem, also 300,000 shekels. Mm. But Chazal said, but if you do it amazing, we have to let you off in order to keep social order. So the Nizik has lost that money when Alev and Amos did a b'shege, but because maybe you would have done it amazing, then even amazing you have to pay. But because of social orders, therefore the nizik loses that 300,000 shekels. That's very unfair. What could be the pshat then? How could it be? So says Reb Yudah, and that's how an issue must be this thesis. Reb Yudah said, "Avada, avada. If an ever does b'mezid, the other is potter, not because shemiyak niten rabba. He's potter outright. If a person did a b'mezid, he's potter outright. Why are you potter outright? For the reason we said, you can't expect me to look after my eved.
Yeah,
the Torah. If you can't expect me to look after my eved who's doing something on purpose, how can I look after? What do you want me to do? Put a handcuffs on him? There's no way. I'm an anus. There's no way I'm helped. That's possible. If you do it kavana, if the evidence of a kavana, it's possible the holding is not kind. Now, as I said, but what happens if you did the b'shei? If you did the b'shei, we're going to be worried. Now what? What are we going to be worried? They did it really amazing. And really, you are really potter. The Odin's really potter. And the Evan's going to make the Odin have to pay something that he doesn't really need to pay. By saying he did a b'shei game, now the Evan's going to make the Odin pay money that Alpitori is not having to pay. Now we have a choice between helping the Nizik or helping the Mazik. Before this penetration, before the Maram, we understood that really Alpi Dini Toya and Evet and Odin needs to pay if it happened. The Shay, we've been having amazing Alpi Dini Toya, the Odin needs to pay. That's what we understood. Why does he not need to pay if he doesn't amaze it? Why does Odin not need to pay if the Evet doesn't amaze it? Because I'm misaki because of social order, Shemek and Tanya Aboy. Why did Chadal say he doesn't need to pay even if they ever did the b'shegig? Well, we extended it more and say maybe the Eved will really do it amazing then and say it happened b'shegig. So really, our PDNA told you this Odin was meant to pay being amazing, being b'shegig. And Chadal told the Nizik, you're losing out money not only if he did the amazing, but even if he did the b'shegig, perhaps he did the amazing and he's lying in order to make it that Odin should need to pay. Which is a major chumrah on the nizik, seems completely unfair. Says the Pnei Shoham Aram, that's not the pshat, and that's not what Reb Yudah was saying. Reb Yudah was saying it's not a portion to me. I'll be dinei Torah if they ever did the b'mezid. The odin doesn't need to pay. Why should the odin not need to pay if he did the b'mezid? I'll be dinei Torah. Why not?
It's
an onus. Nine says the Gimel on the basic thing. He's an owner. It's what you want from the Odin. How do you expect him to look after this animal? But this person who's out to damage. Impossible.
Yeah,
but the right, might as well say. So that's called the Gedoinus. So if he did it, it if he did it with Shoyig, Abidinator should have to pay. But we're worried that this Evid will say it was b'shegig, when in actual fact it was b'mezid. So really, the mazik should not need to pay al pi dinei Torah, and the eved making him have to pay shaloi kedin. So Mamelech said, "Well, okay, even b'shegig, you don't need to pay." Now we understand. Reb Yudah is right. Reb Yudah b'orai midi da'have eved v'omor. I'm telling you, if you got kavana to pay damage, then it's possible you don't need to pay. Where's my raya? If the animal had come over to damage, Karen, don't need to pay. Where's my raya? My raya is from Eved Va'omar. Eved Va'omar, if they do it, be amazing. What's the din? Alpi din Torah, what's the din? You're a potter from pain. Alpi din Torah, you're a potter from pain. And you see that even the Mishnah in Yedayim, which spoke about Shemiyak and Tenra, was also around B'shoigim. Because maybe he would have done it, but maybe then I'll be Dini Torah, you don't need to pay. So you see clearly in the Mishnah in Yedayim that if you do it, but amazing, I'll be Dini Torah, there's no liability. And that's why I'm bringing it right. I'm bringing it right from Eved Va'omar. Eved Va'omar, I'll be Dini Torah, there's no liability. There's no liability, and I know the reason of Shemiyak Tenor Rabbi, but it's not relevant by Mazid. Bemeizid, the reason why potter, because the Torah says Bemeizid, you can't look after your Eved, your potter. What's the mission of Yudayim talking about? That's talking about Shoigig. That if guy did a Shoigig, and you're still going to tell them this, you don't need to pay. Why should that be? Shemiyak Niten Rabbah, what does that mean, Shemiyak Niten Rabbah? Therefore, the Nizik should lose out. The Nizik should lose out because maybe he did it for Mazid. And even then what? Shemiyak Niten Rabbah? No. If he did it for Mazid, but met the Mazik doesn't need to pay. And that's why Chazal says we have to be worried that maybe the Nizik did it for Mazid. And he's maybe that. So maybe the Eved did it amazing, and he's saying he did it b'shayim. We're going to be mechayev the mazik sheloi kedim.
And that's all fine and dandy when you're dealing with an Eved or an Amma or an Isha, right? You know, even it has dust. But by Karen.
So that's what we've been here at, you see from this sugya here, if a person does it b'kavono, then I'm b'kavonis. I don't need to pay. So too, an animal that doesn't come, I shouldn't need to pay. That's what I'm going to bring around.
Right, but then it's no such thing as amazing by an animal.
Come on, about it's Gavon al-Hazik.
Right, it has to be right.
Gavon al-Hazik. You see, there's Gavon al-Hazik more reason to be part. That's what we see. And everything that's got Gavon to damage, the other doesn't need to pay. Al-Pidintari doesn't need to pay. Not because of Shemlik Pidintari Rabbah. Al-Pidintari doesn't need to pay. How do I know that? It's the cash we made. There's no way we can say that Nizik loses out 300,000 shekel if it happened b'shegei, because maybe he did it b'mezid, but even then you're chayim really 300,000 shekel. That's too crazy. And if he did it b'mezid, there's certainly no chiyuv to pay. There's no liability b'chlal. Something which is done with kavon and ahazik, the odoin does need to pay. So too, I care. Since I will do it with kavon, I don't need to pay. That's what we're going to do with bringing a ride from. I want to get Bob Gerayim. That's his right. Midi the Hava Eved Omar. I know the mission in Yadayim. But if you know the mission in Yadayim, you can see that if the animal did, if the Eved did it with Kavona, I'll be Din Toya. There's no liability. That's why I'm proving it for the mission. So who are then, Karen should be this. That's so great. Such a good shout. So we'll do an Ashi answer back.
Special dinner.
What do you want to say? The last time we have it.
Karen is not possible. Is Karen?
No, we're asking without the possible. The last time.
Without the one.
But as she's answering back and saying, no, even Bemezid was because of that. That's, although you reviewed it in such a nice Shtekel Torah, but as she answered back and said, I disagree on the Shtekel Torah. And I hold this time around, is even if the maze is met, I'll be the entire, you'd be quiet, you'll be the entire, you'd be quiet to pay. We still made the time around to say by any kavana that you'd have to, you'd be pot. Even if I'll be the entire, the other would have to pay with kavana, because thou made this time around to extend even between. What you thought was unfair, it is included in the time around. That's how Rav Ashi answered that. Rav Ashi said, what's your whole basis? You're saying it can't be that the Mezid of Pidintoya you have to pay, because then how could there be the Meshegig would let the Mazik off the hook? Right? Seems unfair for the Mezid. Answer is yes, because I'll do that. I'll be Pidintoya, somebody does the Mezid, doesn't. The Evan does it, the Mezid, the Odin does need to pay. And still, Chazal said, because of social order, the Mezid doesn't need to pay. And not only that, the Shoigig also doesn't need to pay. This time, the Rabbah extends even to that. No. And we shine how you learn the Mishnah. Yeah. The Rabbah of Yudah was being right from how he understood the Mishnah, to which Rabbah Ashi answered back, no, last time, Rabbah, even the Shoigig was extension of the Mezid. What we thought was unfair for the Nizik to lose out his money. In order to keep such order, they had to do that as well. So let's see that last point. That is the Pshat according to the Bnei Yeshua. Should we start from the Yishlema again? Now that we've seen the chart, now we have to read it. Now we can do reading practice. He's saying that. Now the Shape Haba Yoda Hamachev. Middle of the thesis, slightly after.
What's the first one?
Pateri. See, some people have different. Bob Yolan. First one of the line is Pateri. You have it now? Vyesh Loiman. Vidyuk. The Shape Haba Yoda Hamachev. The Machev knew. That means you have Yoda knew. Time the Shemiyakni Tenera.
He knew that mission. He quoted the mission. He knew the mission.
Rav Yonah Kipami, nevertheless, he said, I've got a good time there. If you don't come on and a hazik, is a reason to be portal. Why? Kivan the Evid on my Paturi, since Evid and on my Potter, Rav Yonah, he came on as an hazik, even when he didn't have come on as damage. We have a God, the Lishayach, Timer, the Shemiyak, the Tener Avoy, even though it's not applicable. The reason of Shemiyak, the Tener Avoy, when he did the Bishayik, the Osman should pay. But nevertheless, he doesn't need to pay because honors, because the Osman is an honors. The Pa'omin, because sometimes in this Kavno, they really ever did it with Kavono, but you know, they'll say, no, in this Kavno, we didn't have Kavono. Nekar, Kiti, Beholini. Therefore, Chazal said, you know what, we're going to pat you the sheep. Nitzo, I hear the cryptic words, Shekavonosom Goyen Haptu. And these four words is what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. It turns out the Kavana is what's going to the Ptor. What does that mean? It's everything we just now said. Now, what are we going to say? Something that the B'Shoyeg is going to be potter because they'll say, maybe I did the B'Mezim. Because they'll say, I did the B'Mezim. And so what if you did the B'Mezim? Yes, B'Mezim, there's a Ptor. Minadim, there's a Ptor. And if you said you did the B'Mezim with Kavana, B'Met, there's a Ptor. I'll be doing Torah. And that's why the Eved would be able to say that I did it really b'shogeg, so I did it amazing. And that's why it made the Odin have to pay. Because the din would be, right? The din would be that if the Eved would have done it amazing, what's the din? Potter outright. And he did it really b'shogeg, so he should have to pay. But we were worried that maybe he did it amazing, if he did it amazing. That's really Minatoria Potter. So Mela Chazal instituted a Ptor, even if he did the B'Shei. Because maybe he's trying to be Machayev, the owner, Shaloi Kedin. So it's the Kavona that's going the Ptor. Had he done it with Kavona, then the owner would have been Potter Minadin. Hachanami, this is what we the time, Hachanami Keren, Sheker Venoso, the Azik, Yishlon, the poetry, so too by Keren. Which had Kavon and Hazik, we should also patter out the game. We see from Eved that you have Kavonah, then Minadin, meaning Minatoya, there's no liability on the owner. So to my care, here's Rashi Pirish, Rashi out the back. Nay, the Avil Bein Kavonos and Hazik, Iker Taimer Rabba. This Taimer Rabba we're extending, even although you're saying it doesn't make so much sense, we're saying that is the truth, even. This time around is extended even by Ein Kavon and Hazik. Even something which Shlokhari is like Zeir Gzeir seems unfair. He did it with Shegi, and so you should certainly have to pay. Well, maybe he did it by Mezid. Even by Mezid, you should really have to pay. But Chazal were worried because of social order, they extended it even to Shegi. Even by Shegi, they extended it to this thing of social order, they extended it to Shegi as well. Okay, that's the Mahala thesis. We thought this thesis was impossible, but Baruch Hashem, it is possible to understand the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, the second one we came out of the view that said, I'm Gariah from Eved Ba'omar, if you somebody with Kabbalah, should have to pay. So the question was, there's a special reason for that. And you must know that special reason because you're quoting the Mishnah. So why are you bringing me Gariah from Eved Ba'omar? So what we've done is we've dissected Eved Ba'omar. We're saying, if you do the mezid, if the Eved Ba'omar did the mezid, then I'll be the interior to pay. And the whole deal of Shemek Nitanyahu is only if he did the Bishri. And that's what Chazal said, we're going to patter up the Mazik, maybe they ever did the Bemezid, and if he did the Bemezid, but the Mazik doesn't have to, the owner doesn't need to pay. And the Eved will be Mechai, the Mazik, the Eved Mechai, the owner, Shalikidin. The Eved will be Mechai, the owner, Shalikidin, because the owner doesn't need to pay if it's Bemezid. And that's what Chazal was worried about, and that's what Chazal said, Shemek and Tener Rabbi, they don't need to pay, even if they ever did the B'shrik. But the fundamental haschola of this whole Mishnah is that if they ever did it, amazing, the oven doesn't need to pay. Mikan doesn't need to pay. And that's why everybody's bringing it right. The Rav Ravashi answers back and says, no, you misunderstood the Mishnah. B'met, even if they ever did it, amazing. Alpi didn't tell you the oven does need to pay. And the reason why it doesn't need to pay is because of Shemi Yachin instead of Rav. Even if they ever did it, amazing. This is Rav Ashi, yeah. Even if the evidence of amazing of the interior, the mazik, the owner does need to pay. Does need to pay. And the reason why he does need to pay is because of the conjure of bond to keep social order. And we extend it at the car to where he didn't have kavod. Although, you would have thought, how can you make such a hangry rabbi even on the income on the side? Yeah, even on that he did, because he'll end up that the Ed will do things for me in order to make the Odin have to pay, and he'll say the Bishogu, and that way the Odin would not have to pay because of Takana. So we say no. So the Ed will do amazing thinking, how can he make the Odin have to pay? If he doesn't amazing, the Odin won't have to pay because it's the common job on. So he'll say that the Bishogu in order to make the Odin have to pay. Therefore, Chazal said it's all one long Zayah. Whenever an Eved ever does any damaging, the owner, whenever an Eved does anything, any damage, the owner doesn't need to pay anything.
That seems like that in itself is up to the social people.
They weren't doing that.
What?
They weren't damaged.
They weren't damaged?
Why should they damage?
People
damage things by accident. By accident, say that, but by accident, it's not going to ruin social order.
You tell your
habit
to go shopping in your car, and then
you're going to
have to
buy it. If it's a shame, then bad. It's not social order, so bad. There's no such thing as by mistake to ruin social order, but bad by mistake.
People are going to be accepted.
Right, I'm not there. There's not going to be any more incentive for the Eved to go and damage or burn things down because the Odin is not going to have any repercussions because of it. So that was the thesis. Let's go on the Gemara. I want to get to the dots that we said because I wanted to shmur to try and get there today. There's the thesis. Says the Gemara. We're up to Elo Parikhofi. Elo Parachofi, first word of the line, Elo Parachofi. Remember, we're going now with the Mahalad of you can't give me any raya from saying, what's Pshat and Yehuda? Yehuda wants to say, don't come on, and a Hazik is more of a reason to be Potter. It's not true. I was going to forget that. Elo Parachofi, this is Pshat now in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that said, Lo Yiv. And if we'd have one possible, we wouldn't be able to extrapolate from one to the other. It means like this Lo Yiv Akerim.
What's the written part in this case in this context?
Pircha.
Is it possible?
Pircha is a reason why one can't learn from one thing to another. If we want to extrapolate from one to another, I can ask on it a pircha, and because of that pircha, you will not be able to learn from one to the other. So it says kere. So what do you want to say?
Everything we said until now.
No, no, Yossi. Parakot is going on the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Lo Yi Zeh Kiri Zeh. What does that Mishnah mean? What does Lo Yi Zeh Kiri Zeh? What does it mean? The Mishnah means that this is the passing of Seder Chayim Keren. So I would say, okay, if it is Keren, who are Din Shem? Now I'm asking what you just said. You would like to say who are Din Shem? No. I could ask on it and say that Keren is more Chomo, and therefore you can't learn from Keren to Shem. That's what a Pircha is. You're trying to extrapolate from one thing to another thing, and I'm throwing a spanner in the works. You're telling me that Keren Yachayiv, so who are Din Shem? No, I've got a question on what you're saying. Can't be one in Shem. Karen is coming off an Isaac. That's what it means.
When we say it forget, Ella's forget everything said.
Right? Yeah, the first Mahalach. Ella is rejecting the first Mahalach where we said them shut in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the Gemara from the bottom of Gimel of the Beis, said, Loi yi keren, v'hochi ke'oma, right? The second last line. Hochi ke'oma, loi yi keren, she'en an ola zeko. Right? That was pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah said, loi yi zek, yi zek. So what does it mean, loi yi zek, yi zek? That's the Gemara. It means, hochi ke'oma, this is what the Mishnah means. Loi yi keren. If the Torah said keren, it wouldn't be able to learn from the Shem.
Because keren is no an ola zeko.
I'm changing Shem, but there's an Alaziko, you'd be Porto. So you'd want to extrapolate from Karen to Shem. No, I'm asking you, you can't. Because Karen, there's no one on Shem, there is. And you want to learn from Shem to Karen, you can't. Because Shem, there's no Kavana, and Karen, there is. That we asked that questions on it. So it can't be, it's Kalchweber. Okay, so that can't be Pshat in the Mishnah. So what is Pshat in the Mishnah? Hello, so we're now seeing a new pshat in the Loi Zek reason. This is now the pirchas of the Gemara of the Mishnah. The Mishnah was now asking, you can't learn one to the other. Loi, a keren. Had the Torah just written keren, we would not be able to learn keren to Shem. From keren to Shem, you wouldn't be able to do that. Why? What question can you ask to stop the extrapolation of Shem from Karen? What time do you have on it? Which future would you have? I've not been enough. The Torah says Karen. If Karen you're Chayim, well, I think Shem should be Chayim. Which future do you have? This is the future. Karen, it's coming on Azik. Karen, it's coming on Azik. That's why the Torah says Chayim. Kiriya Shem. Shem doesn't have that chumah. Shen doesn't have a chumah of kavanos la'azik. It's not kavanos la'azik. So maybe it'd be potter. Shen kavanos la'azik. Maybe it'd be potter. Veloi Hashem. Had the Torah just written Shen, you wouldn't have been able to extrapolate from Shen to Karen. Why not? Chayy good. Shen doesn't have kavanah. He's still chayy. Because you can Karen. Certainly Karen should be chayy. The chayy would be very good extrapolation. Why can't I learn Karen from Shen? What pinnacle do you have on that? Have you got any pircha to tell me I can't learn Karen from Shem? What one? An ola zeku. Shem's different. Shem's more chomo. She's an ola zeku. Kiriya Karen. She'in hanot rezik. So that's the pirchas of the Mishnah. Mishnah saying, lo yizek, yizek. It's a pircha. You can't learn one from the other. If you learn one from the other, it's not true. This is more chomo. Now you would be able to learn the kal from the chomo.
We don't have the word character. That's what you see in that speaker. That are leaving the show in the character.
What? What are you saying? Sorry, I didn't understand. Say again.
The mission doesn't say the word character.
Yeah, the mission doesn't say character. At the moment, we think it means character.
That was the difference.
Already from the beginning. Tono show the character. Ready from the beginning. So good as that. I'm a reader. Tono show the character. Three lines up from now. But the question, when we're trying to explain it, what's the lorry is? You've told me that Karen means that Shori means Karen. That we already said. Oh my, be the ton of Shori come. But so how do you carry on? Shori, loyaria Shori Karen Mama, which means loyaria Karen Karen Mama. Mama means Shem. What does that all mean? It means like this: I wouldn't be able to learn Shem from Karen because Karen is going on Saturday. I wouldn't be able to learn Karen from Shem because Shem has an Alezi. Says the Gemara, very nice pshat. Okay, that's your view of this pshat. But we've got a problem. Regel ma, what happened to Regel? Why is Regel not mentioned in the Mishnah? We have Shor means Karen, and Bor means Boros, so Mabi means Shem, and the Eva means Esh. So where's Regel? What happened to Regel? Shaye, what a missed out. Mr. Rega, how can I be? Answers the Gemara. Kishizik, Kabamazik, Lasir Regal. There's words which are extra words mentioned later on in Mishnah. It's on the Tezum and Beis. Kishizik, Kabamazik, There's an extra word which is repetitive of what we already have in Mishnah Daf Beis. So it's extra. That's coming to include Rega. So we have Shor, Keren, and we have Shen written clearly, and we have Rega, which is like a little Gilui later on. Why? Huh?
Is
that Tesam and base?
Those quotes, how would you know that Rashi says that?
Tesam says it.
Why would Rashi not say that quotes? How would I know what those words mean? Is she easy to have a Muslim to bring to additional words?
Yeah, no, it says that. And then the Gemara said that. The Shabbat, which one is where is? The Gemara said, Kijahizik, have a Malik, Lasui.
Where did the Gemara's?
Kijahizik, have a Malik. Those are three words. Lasui, Rega. Comes to include Rega. So it's quoting something, saying this is coming to include Rega. Kishihizik Chavamazik, those are words. We had other missions of base of Lala. Kishihizik Chavamazik, we had at the end of our mission. Based on that, we had those words at the end of our mission. Kishihizik Chavamazik. The only thing is that it's not those words it's quoting, so it's going to tell us actually words in the Testament base. Because we need our mission to do for other things. But the words of Hizik HaMazik we've learned, rather than Mishnah Daf Beis. But anytime the Gemara says Lasui, ever since Lasui, it's quoting something. Every time the Gemara says that, Lasui means it's coming to include. If I tell you some words, say Kol Lasui, or Rak Lasui, or anything I'm coming to say, I quote a word, it's quoting some quote. So it's quoting words, Kishizik HaMazik, that's quote. It's coming to include Rega. Now, if you wanted to, you could say it's referring to the Mishnah Daf Beis. We're going to see that you can't, but if you want to, we can. Kishizik Chavamazik, there's a quote which we've had, which we know about, and it's coming to include. Coming to include again. No, it's not. In France, the Mishnahs are bounding with the Mishnahs of our Perek here. So, Kishizik Chavamazik, those are three words which are from a Mishnah. We'll discuss which Mishnah when we get there, okay? And they're from a Mishnah. It's coming to include Rega. So at this stage, Rabbi Yossi is saying, how do I know it's not tense? So at this stage, it could be the Mishnah Daf Beis, as far as we're concerned, right? We're going to see it can't be. Both places here and Rashi Daf Tes says it can't be. But as far as we're concerned, this word that say Kishizik is a Chavamazik, and it's coming to include something. It's coming to include that Rega. Right? Coming to include Rega. Pray the Gemara. But it's not there. Why? Why should we do it that way? Why should we do it that Rega is a remez? You've written clearly Shor, which is Keren. You've written clearly Mave, which is Shen. And Rega, why should that be? And because of that, Rabbi Yehuda's pshat has been discovered. Because of this question, Rabbi Yehuda is now
a little literal word translation of words, but this name of the head does not mean why should that be, right? This name of the head means
should learn
explicitly. Be clear now.
So it should be stated explicitly. Should be stated explicitly. It should be stated explicitly. Yeah. That why should it be that Karen is said clearly, Shen said clearly, but yeah, Rega isn't.
It's funny, I'm saying, it shouldn't be saying clearly in Mishnah. Here we are dealing with what is Mava, what is Shen. That's all unclear.
This is just a remnant. At least it does say what Shen said, mentions Karen. It says Shen, it's a code word for Karen. But because of this question, Rabbi Yehuda's pshat has now been discarded. Hello. The Gemara is now saying a different pshat and what Shor means. Rabbi Yehuda tried his best, but it wasn't acceptable in the Gemara. Hello, my Rabbi, a new pshat. A new pshat. Tana Shor. The Tana says Shor to tell me regularly, regularly. Shor means regular. And what's Mabe? Does she know it for Shem? Okay, so when you read the Mishnah Shor, Boi, Mabeheve, it's Regel, Boi, Shen, and Ish. That's what the Mishnah means. Regel, Boi, Shen, Ish.
Make a statement.
Huh?
Are we going to have the same problem?
Oh, very good. The Gemara's going to say, what are we going to miss out?
Yeah.
Karen, the Gemara's going to ask. But before the Gemara does, the Gemara's now going to go in to explain the Mishnah of Loyuri, Karir. Right? And now we need to have the Re'ez. This is what the Mishnah means when it says Loyuri. Loyuri, a regel. You can't prove from regel that Shem will be chayiv. Because the chumas of regel are not similar to the chumas of Shem. Regel's got more chumas. The kulas of regel not the same as kulas of Shem. Regel's got more chumas. Shezekui motsu. Regel's more chomo. It's a ziko motsu. Regel, whatever goes and damages. Kiri Hashem, shein hezeko motsu. Shem is not so common. Animal has to eat, has to be hungry, has to eat, it's nice to find food. It's not as common as regular. Velori Hashem, and you can't now the mission said both way around. Velori Hashem, Velori Hashem, regular. So what's that mean? Why can't we learn regular from Shem? But we should be able to. Why can't we learn regular from Shem? Velori Hashem, Sheishanor Ezekoy. Shem has a nod as Ekoi, and therefore more reason to be chayim. Kiriya regel to regel, she'en hanol as Ekoi. Regel is more kulidic because it doesn't have the hanol as Ekoi. Then we have the same question with Karen and I. What happened to Karen? Shairi, we missed out. What happened? Answers the Mishnah, answers the Gemara, Kishihizik, Chavamazik. Lasuke, those three words again. Remember the Kishit and Chalamadi, the three words? Lasuye is coming to include Keren. But then we have the same question again. It should be stated explicitly. Why is it not stated explicitly? Answers the Gemara. Our Mishnah there says explicitly the things that are mu'odi mit filoson kumari. The Mishnah thing, I'm obviously thinking that I'm always. There are muad mitzvilosom. You pay the shalim right from the onset. La fuke. So betamim, but we say muadim loikamai. Our Mishnah on the base of the Aleph is not referring to things that are tam and in the end become muad. Keren starts off being tam. After three times it becomes a muad. So our Mishnah is giving things. Listing things, delineating things that are mu'ad right from the onset. The chiyuv tashlum and nezek sholim is from the onset straight. Okay?
Is that a satisfying answer?
What? Is that a satisfying
answer? Yeah. I mean, still, was it damage?
Yeah. We're talking about the obvious zikah. I'm going to list you four obvious zikah. I'm talking about the category of nezek mu'ad mitzvilos. Now, there's another category about things which are in the we'll discuss that later, but not in the beginning of the mission.
Also, well, we've got here Aaron's opinion as Kabbalah, of course, that you're talking about Avos of the Zinkin.
It's Bechatzinezek, so it's not obvious of the well, each thing's got its box. Avos of the Zinkin, of the Nezek Sholem, looking at the base of the Aleph. Chatzinezek, looking at the Tess of the case. Each thing in its own box. And that's the Maskan of the Gemara. According to Shmuel, Mave is Shem. And Karen and Shoy and Shoy is regular. And Karen is learned down from the test from the base, Kishihizik, Chamamazik, Peribui, there. Why am I saying the testament base? Because it's true. Where will we see the testament base? Mentioned on Tuesday. I'll show you Rashi. Put up ready now. Rashi, the testament base, and there's also Tesis of Dalet of Dalef. Both, please both tell us. It's not referring to Amisha. But that can't. How Mishnah tells you that law. But Mishnah is telling you that if it damages, you have to pay. That's our Mishnah. So it can't be referred to our Mishnah. There must be a repetition somewhere else where it says that now is on the test on the beast. Says Rashi. Elaparich v'imahochim. This is now going in Rebuda. Rebuda's suggestion, the final suggestion shot on the mission. Lo yi hashoy kriya mavet. The words lo yi hashoy kriya mavet. The Tony b'masnisin that says that stated in the Mishnah hachi ka'omah. This is what the Mishnah meant. Lo yi hakeren The chumras of Karen, Shekim Rosa Hazik, is going to tend to damage, can't be comparable, Karia Shen, to the chumras of Shen. Shen doesn't have such a chumras. Shen Kevin Rosa Hazik, it doesn't have Kevin to damage. Elan Osam is Kevinis. All it's doing is eating for its Hanok. Elan Osam is Kevinis. Hilkoch, therefore, because of Karen, had the Torah just written Karen, we would not be able to extrapolate Shen Mine Shen from it. We would not be able to learn Shen from Karen. The chumras of Shen, Sheish Anolatikumri has a know what it damages. It can't be comparable to Aria Karen. Because Karen doesn't have Kabbal. Because of Shen. Had the Torah written Shen, loy asya Karen, we not. We couldn't derive Karen from it. Regalai. Says Rashi, Regalai obede Tana de Masnissen. What did the Tana of the mission do with Regal? De Loitoni. They didn't mention it. Shaye, did he miss out? Did he miss it out? Can't be. So he said, Regalai. That is referring to, we said, but then we said, why is it not written clearly? So because of that, we've got a new pshat and say we're talking about Regel. V'ochi ke'oma. Hach tiktorim asisim. That what it says in the Mishnah, loy harei ashoi k'arei hamave. That loy harei ashoi, it means Regel. V'ochi ke'oma, it means Regel. Regel is a zeko motzui. Regel is a common mazik. Hilkoch lo asya shen minei. You can't learn out shen from it. You can't derive shen from regel. Shen is not a zeko motzui as much. Now you have a Rashi. There's no dibur masal on this Rashi. Just a fact. Regel uboi shen ve'esh. These four always. Mu'odin mitchiloson, they are mu'od right from the onset, meaning l'shalim nezik sholim. They have to pay nezik sholim already from the onset. D'loy padig rachmono bin tam l'mur ela benegich. The Torah did not differentiate between tam and mur. The only time the Torah did ela benegich, the only time the Torah did it was with negicha, only with keren, and not with any of these other folk. So again, that's the Gemara tell Shmuel. All right, now, the next part of the Gemara, which we have to prepare. The next part of the Gemara is explaining now why Shmuel doesn't hold a Rav. And then also, what's the Loi Harei is according to Rav? If Mava means Odon, what's the Loi Harei according to Rav? Area Shori, Area Mava, why would we not be able to learn Odon from Shori? We should have been able to learn it. Odon is always Mud Loidon. And that takes us down till. Atzad Shalom Shemeh is about the first word of the line is Boya Bod Morim. About 10 lines of Gemara. Right, till Atzad Shalom Shemeh. I want to get to Atzad Shalom Shemeh. There's a Tosis Kishahizig. There's a Tosis of Mashabei, Bad Morim, these two Tosis in. The third Tosef of Kuri, we're not there yet. We're running out of time anyway for it. Now I'm not sure if we'll be doing it. I'd probably miss it out. And then keep going on the Gemara until Masjid. Top line on all with this. Okay, so it means till Hatzad the Shalashman in the Gemara Rashi. Places Kishihizik and Amashabe, then the Gemara until the top line of the Gemara until Maski. And then the last three tastes in of the last three tastes in three small tastes, and yes, we will be there. This taste is Kriyodom, Shem Shan Kofa, we discussed already in the Chabot. I don't know if it's the place really here. Okay, you should have a very good day.